Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is how you know that Trump's courage under fire is really helping Trump and hurting the Democrats. They had to send the FBI director, Christopher Wray, to repeat MSNBC host Joy Reid's conspiracy theory. He wasn't really hit by a bullet. Were bullets fired in an attempt to murder him? Well, yeah, but that's no big deal. See, he lied. He lied to you when he said that that bullet whizzed by his ear. Oh, do you have proof of that? Well, no. We just don't know. You don't know. And that's exact, folks. The Democrats handed Christopher Wray these talking points yesterday. He's the head of the lying FBI. So he's the biggest FBI liar there is. Did he say, oh, you know, I have proof it wasn't a bullet that hit him? Nope. No, he didn't say that. Didn't say that. He should know that, by the way. What he said was the same thing Joy Reid did. Oh, you know, we just really don't know. We don't know. It's probably just Trump making stuff up. Did a sniper file bullets at him? Well, yeah, there were casings he tried to kill. But it's no big deal. Doesn't count if it's the shrapnel that hits you instead. Oh, was it shrapnel, sir, that hit him? I don't know. How convenient that you don't know. How outrageous that you don't know. And you know what he knows? And it was a bullet. I'm going to do the follow-up on this. But they've got to do this. And the good news, you don't let this make you mad. The good news here is what this means. This is hurting the Democrats' internal polling. Trump looked more presidential than Biden or Colin Millar, anybody they have in that moment. He put his fist up in the line of fire because he did not know if there was another shooter. He did not know if the shooting was done. He didn't know anything. And that was his instinct. To scream fight and put his fist up. It gave people chills because that's exactly what they want. Fight with your fist up. Yes, that's why that's such a powerful image. It doesn't matter if it was glass or shrapnel. Which, by the way, the FBI director knows it's a bullet. He knows that. He's pretending not to know. That was his whole point yesterday. Was to go out there and try to put a dent in the narrative Trump was almost assassinated. Act like Trump was, you know, maybe exaggerating this little thing here. This is he's an exaggerator. It's not a big deal when somebody we let through the perimeter we didn't establish, you know, tries to kill you. It's not really a big deal. It's no big deal at all. Texture writes, if Trump was lying about the bullet, he deserves an Oscar. Texter writes, Tara, were you able to see the ammo shells next to the shooter's body in the police cameras? I read they were found by the body, which is hard to believe as the roof is sloped. Well, we're finding out the roof's not that sloped. Texter writes, there are pictures. Yes, I pointed this out in the last segment. There are pictures showing the bullet going by. They're trying to rewrite history. Folks, this is practically Soviet. Your eyes did not see what you just saw, including the bullet in the picture by the mainstream media of it going by his head. There are multiple pictures like that, by the way. No, you didn't see that. Remember Orwell? That was the party's greatest command, to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. Texture writes, Tara, she is correct talking about Joy Reid. She knows nothing. If you listen to Ray's testimony, he's saying the same thing. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was a bullet. It's actually kind of brilliant. I guarantee you the Democrats gave him the internal polling, told him, if you don't go out there and do something, bud, this is going to cost you your job because Trump's going to fire you this time. Texter writes, don't believe your lying eyes. I think that would make a great song. Texter writes, Tira, any glass from a teleprompter would have had to travel through President Trump's head to make it to his right ear. These things don't matter. Sell propaganda. At least one part of Joy Reid's statement was true, Texter writes. She said, we know almost nothing. Another Texter writes, did glass shards kill the firemen? Texter writes, dear, I've seen the pictures. There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump was hit by at least two bullets in the air, and it doesn't matter what FBI Director Wray says. Now, the Texter writes, the thing that was odd to me was that the Secret Service let him stand up. They could have been, almost be a liberal. They could have been cutting his ear while he was on the floor. I'm sure they were doing that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Another Texter writes, and I wanted to read this one, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it because I can't find it because so many of you are texting in. Oh, here it is. Read the criteria for a Purple Heart. It doesn't matter if the wound is caused by a bullet or shrapnel. It doesn't, does it? Yeah. Look, this is all good, folks. The polling on this must be fabulous if they dispatched Ray to say that. Texter writes, they're almost trying to create a, I don't know what that is. Texter writes, Tira, if Trump set it up, he should have hired crooks to be on his sniper team. But this is to feed, look, this is to feed the narrative. It sounds kooky, but they know 34% of Democrats think Trump faked that assassination attempt. They are all over this right now on Twitter. And this is so that 30%, 4% of Democrats will go challenge their friends, go challenge their neighbors when they're wearing the Trump assassination T-shirt, you know, that great moment with the fist in the air that is so inspiring to Americans. And Americans need inspiration. They got to take that away from Trump. They got to take hope away. Trump gave Americans hope that there would be a fight. And we're like, yeah, finally, right? They got to take that hope away. They got to crush it. That's what this is about. And I know what they did. They called up Christopher Wray, go, dude, you got to do something. We should go out there and tell him you don't know if it was a bullet. And Christopher Wray said, but I know it was a bullet. It doesn't matter. Just say you don't know. Well, what if they ask me for proof? Just say you don't know. In other words, lie under oath. Yeah, you do that all the time, Chris. What's the problem? And they sent him out because this is killing them in their internal polling. But world headline, UK Daily Mail. This is just the outrage of it. FBI director cast doubts on whether Trump was struck by a bullet during assassination attempt. I clicked on it and I went, oh, wow, does he have some evidence or like something new? No. He says, I don't know if it was a bullet. Could have been a bullet. Might have been glass. But it ain't no big thing. They say, oh, look, assassination attempt's no big deal. As we've been telling Fox News, he's probably going to be attempt assassinated 3-4 more times to just get used to. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah. Anyway. Time for break.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.